consciousness is very selective and maybe focuses only on a very small part of what's happening in our environment or our thought processes, then it must be possible eventually to model some of those modules and the way they work. And you know, people in AI hope that eventually they'll be able to put together all these modules in such a way that one of them can begin to monitor the others and to think, you know.
Is it something that you've got an interest in, wondering about how you synthesize or model those thinking processes?
Certainly.
Yes.
I mean, the thing about philosophy is that it is both a license and a demand to be interested in everything relevant to understanding our world and ourselves. You know, so when these things come up, people begin to say, you know, are we trying to make computers on the analogy of the human brain, or vice versa, or are they mutually informative in some way? Crucially, you know, these crucial questions: what is consciousness? What is self-awareness? What is the self? Would it ever be possible for non-wetware to be conscious and self-aware and so on?
And I would imagine it takes a great amount of discipline and self-control, because when engrossed in computational thinking or within philosophy, there must be so many tangential routes that you could. You must. Yeah. This your mind must wander quite a lot, or do you find you have to constrain yourself to think, no, I'm just going to pursue this particular...
What you have to try to get good at is allowing all those branches to run off at all angles, and at the same time to be able to come back, or to be able to see which ones are worth pursuing, or to be able to come back and get back onto the main route. And it's actually not that difficult to do, but I suppose the problem is that when somebody settles down to think through a problem, and they get distracted by one of the branches, and then they're led off by other branches, and other branches, and other branches, and they never get anywhere at all. So it's being able to manage that. Because that's creative thinking, lateral thinking.
But do they get anywhere? Because sometimes you might start off with a very clear destination: I want to solve this particular problem. But in doing so, and we've heard this with great inventions and discoveries, you end up solving another problem, but not the one. Do you think there's some merit in that?
Oh, yeah. Well, that does sometimes happen. you know, very often people invent a pill for blood pressure and find they've got one for erectile dysfunction. You know, that's hit the jackpot unexpectedly there. So that does happen a lot, and it's a good thing that it does. It's also, incidentally, a very good reason why completely, you know, uncommercially related research ought to be allowed to happen in science labs and anywhere, schools and universities and any department.
A.C. Grayling, it's been lovely to chat with you over a cup of tea.
Thank you for my cup of tea.
Thank you. Okay. Bye now.